boys are gutted. I have to say, you know, we again, as we have done for every game, we've worked hard. We have done all our analysis and worked and put a plan together to try and win the game. And again, we've done everything we could to win it. It's been a tough experience for everybody over the last number of months. It's been a tough experience for them young fellas, for that young team. But it's probably going to be a very, very valuable experience for them as well. It's not easy to go out and, you know, train and work hard and keep doing everything right and doing all the right things, and you know, you at the end of the day, you're not getting the desired results, and maybe sometimes the results you deserve. But as I say, you know, we've got a lot of knocks along the way. We felt an awful lot of decisions going our way, not going our way, making bad decisions ourselves. We've a lot of injuries, but at the same time, never at any stage did anybody put their heads down. Kept working hard. We're very much together as a unit, and I think you can see that in our displays. You know, there's a lot of fight. There's a lot of fight in everybody, and you know, everybody is doing their best. And you know, we're looking towards the future now. We'll take a break. We'll take a few weeks off, maybe a week or 10 days off, and we'll come back and we'll get ready for the championship. And we look forward to Galway on the 19th of May. And I suppose I should say as well, a big thank you to the committee here in Killooney for making the facilities available over the last number of months. We haven't wanted for anything. The pitch is in great condition all the time, and I know the committee here, and you know, with all the stewards and everything, they've worked very, very hard to facilitate us over the last number of weeks. So we're very grateful for that. You know, and when I say it at the beginning of the year, like we got a lot of knocks. You know, we had a lot of retirements, and we had lads, you know, that we'd like to be available to us, but they're not available because of injury. But we've a panel of 37 players, and we've a good strong panel of 37 players, and there's a lot of improvement there, and I think we've seen that throughout the duration of this league, and we will see that over the next number of months, and we'll see it into the championship and into next year as well. But again, you know, I suppose it's tough. Has been tough for the players, but at no stage has anybody put their head down. They've kept their heads up, kept working, and you know, that's one trait that these boys have, and they will keep working to the future. And that experience will stand to them. That experience will stand to them in the future. And you know, there's a bright future for all them players. And today wasn't our day. We haven't had good days in the last number of months, but we'll take all the positives out of them. There are a lot of positives. You know, you'd see in National League campaigns that you'd have players coming in, and players would be there for 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years before they'd be established and be getting a first team start. I think we blooded something like 17, 18 players in the National League this year, and 7 or 8 of them have had to be constants for us. And starting in every game. So, I mean, that's a huge positive. That's a huge positive. And the way that the lads have performed, and the way that they have kept working, kept trying, they've never given up. And as I say, look, it'll all stand to them in the future, and it'll stand to us all in the future.
Will it be tough now, Paul, to rally the troops, if you like, before the championship at all?
Absolutely not. No. It wasn't tough to rally the troops for today. Wasn't tough to rally the troops for the Longford game. Definitely won't be tough to rally them. Them boys will be rearing to go in a couple of weeks when they come back again. I know the will training has been great. Commitment is super. As I said, we're very much together as a unit. We've stood together through a lot of, I suppose, hard times over the last number of months, and I've said that already. But you know, it won't be tough. We'll look forward to the Galway game, the championship in Markfitts Park. It's a home game for us, like any Sligo team look forward to any game. Won't be tough to rile them. Yes, we've a few knocks that we need to get cleared up, and we're hoping to get a few players back as well. But look at again, that's what your panel is for. You put out 15 players in any given day, and you do the best you can. So we're absolutely, I suppose, in one sense, we're delighted it's over. We knew our face a number of weeks ago. But we're delighted now that we've taken the step back, and I've said it before, we can start to take the step forward, and that's what this has always been about. Sligo football progressing and taking that step forward. So over when we come back, we'll analyse the league and we look forward to the championship, and we'll take that step forward.